Five men, four of them convicted murderers, performed a play Monday night at the South Bend Civic Theater. The play weaves a work of fiction in with the stories of the men. Heartless. It's the name of the play, but it's also an allegory for the way the men felt when they were incarcerated.
The story is about hope.
That's Antron Crockett. He tells his story in the play, and he also wrote the short story in the play as well.
It's about self-reflection and, you know, redemption, trying to overcome your adversities and doing something with them. The story and our stories, coming through what we have came through and being who we are today, runs parallel.
The short story Crockett wrote is about a baby born without a heart. Interwoven are the men's stories, like the story of Jamarcus Fields.
26 years in the belly of the beast with seemingly no hope. See, most of the friends I grew up with sold their souls to the devil. I managed to keep mine, but I ended up losing my heart. Which one is worse?
Fields was recently released from the South Bend Community Reentry Center. The other four men will be in the next few years. The center runs sort of like a halfway house. The men inside spend most of their days outside it, working and volunteering in the community. Charles Bowen is the warden at the reentry center. He says the partnership with the Civic is another way to prepare the men to come back into society and to prepare the community to take them.
All of these men, whether we like it or not, are going to be our neighbors. We can't stay mad at them. We have to realize that. We have to come to that realization. And everything that we're doing here is to prepare these men so that they can get a nice, solid release.
The center began working with the Civic as community service. A group of men come to the theater to help with sets and other work behind the scenes. Then a few of them auditioned and were cast in a production of A Few Good Men. John Applegate didn't start out wanting to be on stage.
I was just going to be working in the background, but as we went to rehearsals and I saw how the cast and the theater embraced us and didn't judge us, my anxiety level dissipated completely.
After A Few Good Men, Crockett took the pages of his short story and gave it to the director, Terry Farron.
Antron came up to me and just very nonchalantly said, "Hey, I have this short story I want you to read." I go home, I sit down and read it, bawling like a baby. And I just said, "Wow, I need to help them develop this."
Farron and Crockett brought the idea to the rest of the men. Elijah Sugg says they could see themselves in the heartless child.
We all could see the correlation between the child and ourselves in a way. Everybody has different experiences throughout life, but we all felt that we lived through some of the same experience, had the same type of emotions, the same thoughts, the same feelings, the same dealings with people and society in general.
Detron Lee also tells his story in Heartless. He says the performance as a whole is stronger than the stories on their own.
I can sit here and listen to each one speak about their own individual experience by, you know, going through prison or whatever. And I can even listen to the storyline itself of the play, and it won't touch me. But, I mean, it will, but not in the fashion that it did when I'm actually there and I'm seeing how it affects everyone else.
Jennifer Boat was at the performance. She stayed for the talk back afterwards. She asked the men and the audience to remember that these crimes had victims. She says she thinks what they're doing is good, but that victims' voices should be represented.
I think that's wonderful. I would love for someone to speak to the person that raped me and said, "Hey man, this isn't cool. You can't do this to little girls. It ruins their lives. You can't do that." And maybe if someone like them had spoken to him, maybe I wouldn't be in the situation I am now.
Aaron Nichols, the executive director of the Civic, says they hope the play can be used to reach kids before they make the kind of choices that get them incarcerated.
We have to take this to our next generation. We have to have the kids, whether they're in juvenile justice or, you know, whether they're just part of the middle schools.
Director Terry Farron says for the men, it's about giving back to the community.
What's important is who they are today. They're ready to be part of the community. They're ready to give back to the community.
A next performance for Heartless has not been scheduled, but all the guys want to keep it going. They want to use it to reach out to the kids that are struggling, to help them choose a better path. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.